Right now, I am only working with a therapist, not a coach. I say right now, but that's been the way that I've been working for about 18 months. And I want to share today why initially I found that decision really hard, really uncomfortable. I've worked with coaches for the last, I want to say probably almost 20 years. That's a really long time, isn't it? But I have really never not had a coach. And even if I've kind of been on a break from a coach, I've always been looking for the next coach to help me get to the next level, to help me get to the next goal, to help me do something. But for the last 18 months, I have not had a coach. I have been working with a therapist now for about the last year, but no coaching. So I thought today I would talk to you about why I've made that decision, why that wasn't an easy decision for me, and also maybe to kind of talk about actually why we need more burnout informed and also trauma informed coaches in the space. That's what I want to talk to us about today. So welcome to this episode of Frazzled. I am Kelly Swingler, the burnoutologist. 13 years ago, my first burnout made me really seriously ill. 2 years after that, my second burnout nearly killed me. And for the last 12 years, I have been joining the dots to really understand what burnout is at its core, right? What really is burnout? How do we need to be talking about it? How do we need to be understanding it? That's really what I've been joining the dots on. I am the creator of Burnoutology. I am the creator of the Burnout Equation. I have written books on burnout. I have spoken on stages to burnout. And having coached over 700 leaders through burnout, I've worked out, I've racked up over 11,000 hours of coaching to get me to the point of creating Burnoutology, the field in which I want us all to understand more about burnout. And then, as if all of that wasn't enough already, I am also in the progress. In the process, in the progress, making progress in the process toward my PhD, where I am going even deeper into one specific aspect of burnout, considering the cognitive impact, the long-term cognitive impacts on burnout and how coaching can help with that. This is Frazzled. This is my uncut, unedited, unscripted, unhinged. Probably as well, weekly podcast that I bring to you every single week. It's gone through some changes, hasn't it? We've gone through some changes. We've gone through some iterations, and we've welcomed stuff in. We've let stuff go, and I think we're all happy, right, to agree that Frazzled is back in the form of which it was originally intended. So that's helping a lot. So let's get into today, shall we? And should I start with why I feel so uncomfortable with all of this, really? I think I, and again, I've been kind of unpicking this as to whether this is really like is it my own belief? Is it something that I've been sucked into from like a marketing perspective? Is it something that I've seen other people talking about? So yeah, I suppose I've had to challenge, like, is this my own belief or is this what I've been kind of sucked into believing? I don't know. But I suppose I've always, and I said, I've had coaches literally for the last 20 years. Whilst I was in-house, I worked with coaches, from my first head of role. I worked with a coach when I got to HR director level. I worked with a different coach when I got to kind of board level HR director level. I worked with coaches and mentors when I started my own business. And I've worked with coaches since starting, well, since leaving my in-house role and starting my first consultancy for, yeah, for like 13 years now. And I've worked with coaches on mindset. I've worked with coaches on business growth. I've worked with strategic coaches. I've worked with, oh, I don't know, like PR coaches and social media coaches and business growth coaches, and I've worked with coaches to probably help me with every single thing within the business. I'm going to say some of those have been the best investments that I've ever made. And some of those have definitely been the worst ever investments that I have made in my entire life. Some of them were not coaching at all. Some of them, particularly in a couple of group programs, I ended up almost kind of being the coach in the session. Like, everybody was looking to me for answers and looking to me for guidance and looking to me for support. And I ended up almost kind of stepping into a, I'm like, what? Like, I'm paying to be here as much as everybody else. But that was kind of where I was at. And I always check, right, before I work with a coach, before I join a group coaching program, before I join any of that stuff, I always do my homework, right? I ask questions. I speak to other clients. I speak to past members of groups. I do some really solid checks. And yeah, I think that just goes to show that actually still what works for one person doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to work for another. There are so many different things, aren't there, that we want from coaching. And I would definitely say that some of those coaches have fallen really, really short. As I said, some of them have been absolutely no use whatsoever. But in the midst of all of that, right, particularly because some of these coaches have got thousands of recommendations, right, thousands of people like, this person's amazing, this person's amazing, this person's amazing. And then when it doesn't work for you, and maybe you found this in your own coaching previously, but you kind of think, well, I must be the problem then, right? It's working for everybody else. I must be the problem. And then you realize, actually, just there is, again, there's no one size fits all, right? I just needed something different. I needed a different space. I needed a different coach. I needed a different way of questioning or working. I needed more understanding. I needed, I don't know, tons and tons of other things. But I also think from my own experiences, some of the coaches that I've been working with myself in my business over the last 12 or 13 years, I believe even more now, not just some of them, all of them, I'm going to say, I believe even more now, if they had been burnout informed coaches, my business, my mindset, my burnout recovery, everything over the last 12 or 13 years could have been really different. Could have been really, really different. And it sounds quite weird to say, doesn't it? Because I think there can sometimes be a line between kind of like knowing and confidence and ego, can't they? But I think actually what I needed more of over the last, like, there's lots of stuff I don't know, right? When it comes to marketing, social media, sometimes around kind of business growth. I mean, I've grown businesses. I've managed multi-million pound budgets internally. I think I kind of had this thought, right? There must be something different to it, right? There must be a different way of doing it when it's your own business. But I do believe what I needed more of over the last 12 or 13 years was like me as a coach, right? I needed almost a clone of me to be able to coach me more over the last 12 or 13 years. I know that probably sounds really weird, because there's obviously stuff that I don't know. There's obviously stuff that I don't understand. I can do an element of self-coaching. I'm brilliant in terms of my reflections and my reviews and all of that kind of stuff, right? There's an element of self-coaching that I think we can all do. And sometimes we need that external person, right? Because we don't always know what we don't know. We can't always think of the question that we should be asking ourselves, right? Doctors need doctors. Coaches need coaches. But I think this is the part that I may have been kind of sucked into probably more than I needed to. And that is this, that as a coach, you have to be being coached in order to continue to be a good coach. I have got so sucked into that, I think, over the last kind of 13 years. It is beyond belief. The reason I know now that I've been sucked into that so much is because since my surgery last year, I've mentioned this in a previous episode, but since my surgery, it's like I have got crystal clear clarity on my life, right? I know where the gaps are. I know where the issues are. I know what was causing some of the unrest and some of the stress. I've got absolute clarity. I've got more clarity now around what's going on in my own head and my own life and all of that kind of stuff. And I think if one of my coaches had been burnout informed, to get like the last 13 years could look really different. Now, I know I've mentioned like the two coaches that I worked with in and around burnout one and burnout two. If they had been burnout informed, everything, it would have looked completely different. But even more so, whilst I've been growing the business and making changes, because I have definitely fallen into a trap of being sucked into the thinking of other coaches rather than being coached in a way that allows me to trust my own thoughts and actions and behaviours. And for me as a coach, it's not about creating a dependency. It's not about like me being seen as the reason that my coaches make the progress. I think what I do brilliantly as a coach is move my clients to a place where they can trust themselves enough to make the progress, trust themselves enough to trust their own intuition, trust themselves enough to trust their own, you know, gut instinct, and to know their own mind, to know their own bodies, to know their own thoughts. And then when there is a coaching need, the coach helps them with the thing for which there is a coaching need, but they're already starting from a really, really good place. I think I've realized a lot of the coaches that I've been working with haven't been able to do it. It's not been about me knowing my own mind. Some of it has been about like, let's like create a dependency. Like, oh, if you've got, oh, we like, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Let's like, where is all of that sort of stuff? And again, a lot of the coaches, and I talk about this a lot, right, which is why we need more burnout informed coaches when we are working with clients who are at and or coming through burnout. It's all been about the goals and the momentum and the movement and the next thing and the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. Now, I have been successful over the last 12, 13 years. I've been successful my entire career. I've continued to grow. I've continued to perform. I've continued to do really, really well. I have done brilliant. You know, the books that I've written, the programs that I've created, the work that I've done, the stages that I've stood on. There's been so much movement. And at the same time, there have still been things that I've never, ever taken action on. There have still been things that I have procrastinated on. There have still been things where I've kind of walked away from the coaching and just thought, yeah, that didn't quite feel right. And some of that is what I train now Master Burnout coaches in, right? I wasn't in the right state and I wasn't feeling safe enough in my body in order to be moving forward with some of the things that some of my coaches were trying to coach me on and trying to get me to do. It just did not feel safe. And last year, when, again, this awful pain before my surgery, and again, I've mentioned in previous episodes, the horrific space that my mindset had gone into, right? That I don't want to be here anymore. The really, really dark thoughts that I was having linked to all of this pain and everything that was going on within my body. I started working with, reached out to a therapist again. I hadn't worked with a therapist for a good few years. And I was just like, I'm not in a good place. I don't want to be having these thoughts. I don't want to be living like this anymore. I genuinely need some real help to get me to where I need to be. And in the last year that I've been having the therapy, and yes, in amongst all of that was the surgery and everything that had changed, but I'm seeing every time I have a therapy appointment now, something else has shifted. Something else has changed. There is another element of calm that I'm feeling. There is more clarity on stuff. There is more self-awareness. There is more self-understanding. There are even more dots being joined about what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, where some of my previous habits and patterns and behaviors came from, why I am reacting in certain ways to certain situations with certain people. I've got all of that awareness. Now, again, some of that, yes, absolutely. The surgery has removed the pain. It's removed many of the ups and downs. It's removed so many of the issues that I was experiencing. I had not realized just how much my body was still in survival mode, still in complete fight or flight mode. And I did have a bit of a moment, I suppose, when I was having my recovery. Like, oh my God, like, I can't believe I've been trying to teach people all this stuff, right? Because clearly I wasn't recovered enough. How dare I be talking about burnout and talking about what's needed when clearly I wasn't even recovered myself from it, right? How dare I? And yet, what I know now with absolute certainty is that everything I have been creating for the last 13 years was right. And now, because the pain and the trauma is out of my body, I'm now also feeling it, fully feeling it for myself. I have been joining the right dots. I have been bringing all of the right stuff together. But for now, I don't need goal setting. I don't need coaching. I don't need momentum. For now, it is about processing some of what I've been living with, some of what I've been experiencing. It's about some of the past patterns and the past behaviours and some of the self-sabotage that I still do in certain instances. It's about why sometimes I freeze, why sometimes I don't move forward, why sometimes I don't feel safe enough to grow, why sometimes my thoughts can spiral in ways that I just thought, well, it's just normal, right? It's just part of me. And now I'm realizing actually it's not. It was part of this trauma response. It was still part of the burnout. It was still part of everything. And it doesn't mean that I didn't know what was going on. It just meant that I wasn't working with the people who were able to help me unlock all of that. And I went into therapy basically to try and save my life from a mental perspective whilst I was dealing with all of the physical pain last year. But it's actually shown me even more why we need burnout informed coaching. Why we need coaches that could, you know, why potentially if I had worked with a coach that understood burnout and could look at me and say, okay, you're still dealing with it. This is still some of the stuff that we need to do. Let's change our coaching approach. Again, everything could look different for me over the last 12 or 13 years. And now I find myself at this, does crossroads sounds too cliche? Probably, right? But I do find myself at this, but I know I will work with a coach again. Absolutely will. I also know right now that therapy is the right place for me, and therapy in place of coaching right now, not in addition to. I've done both before. Done both simultaneously before. This is about me getting to a place where I am even more deeply able to trust myself and understand myself and join a few more of these dots. I think like this is everything really that I'm like covering in the Master Burnout Coach. This is everything that I talk about in the Burnout Coach Collective. This is everything that has formed the basis of burnoutology. And again, it's not therapy as coaching or coaching as therapy. It's not therapeutic coaching, but it is coaching that fundamentally understands what happens to our brains and our bodies and our nervous systems when burnout is present. When burnout that is the same, right? Burnout has the same impact on us, on our brains and our bodies as trauma. It's about coaching, fundamentally understanding what trauma, what burnout does to our brain and our body. It's about coaching fully understanding what happens when somebody is living with chronic pain, what that chronic pain does to their brain and their body and their nervous system and their thoughts and their decision making and all of that sort of stuff. Not just being like, well, coaching is goals. Let's keep moving forward. It's about really understanding why clients freeze. And it's not because they don't want momentum. It's not because they don't want to move forward. It's not because they're not interested in the coaching, or it's not because they don't want progress. It's genuinely because the progress doesn't feel safe. Now, some of the stuff that I'm talking about, I could absolutely be working on with a coach if a coach fully understood the way in which I need to be working right now. But I know right now there are not a lot of coaches that could coach me in the way that I need. And I know they're not out there because I've created the field in which we need coaches for. And I would put money on the fact that if I went to work with another coach right now, I could end up actually making backwards progress. Is that a thing? Backwards progress, but going backwards instead of going forwards. Because I guarantee you, the coaches, unless they're one of the coaches that I've trained, those coaches are not going to be burnout informed enough to understand what I need right now. And that actually terrifies me, right? Again, when we look at the growing numbers of people that are experiencing burnout, that are experiencing total exhaustion all of the time, when people that are living with adrenal fatigue, people that are going through life, struggling through life with like constant chronic stress that's just there all of the time. That world worries me, because more and more people, more and more coaches are coming through, right? More coaches are coming through every single day. Some people are just waking up, you know, some people just woke up this morning and decided, I'm going to be a coach now, and they stuck it on the LinkedIn profile and said, here we go. Some people have woken up and been like, I'm going to coach burnout. We'll stop people getting to the point of burnout. They don't understand it. And they might be cheaper than other people. They might be better at marketing than other people. So the chances are that they're going to end up with more people. And this, all of this makes me really uncomfortable to say, because right now, would I trust coaching with the state of the world of work? And right now, my answer would be no. Right now, again, I say this as a coach. I say this as someone who is extremely passionate about coaching. I say this as somebody who is training burnout informed coaches and master burnout coaches. Right now, I would not trust the majority of the coaching profession to coach people that are living with, living through, dealing with the world of work as it is right now. Right now, I would be referring more people to therapists. Genuinely would. Now, I've said this before, I've put it on my LinkedIn again over the last week. I haven't taken on any new coaching clients this week. This year, I haven't taken on any new coaching clients. I've got a couple of clients that I'm working with right now. I'm not going to be taking any one-to-one clients on until the end of this year. My focus is definitely on developing and building and growing the Burnout Coach Collective and the Master Burnout Coach. And I am still giving myself space to continue to improve my health, to continue to rebuild my strength, to continue to really, really focus on my health, given 12 years of crap that I've been living with, right? I'm allowing all of that. I will be taking on some clients towards the end of this year. But every single referral, every single request rather that I have received has been given as a referral to the burnout informed coaches that I have trained. Outside of that right now, I genuinely wouldn't refer. Not to anybody outside of that circle. And I'm not saying this as a sales tactic or a sales ploy or any of that sort of stuff. But knowing what I'm feeling at the moment, knowing what I'm seeing in the world of work at the moment, knowing the growing numbers that I'm continuing to see, if you cannot demonstrate to me, either through your posts or your content or the comments that you're leaving on my posts, making out that you kind of, you know everything, you're already doing everything the right way. If you cannot demonstrate to me through that, that you truly, fully understand this, that you understand the impact on the brain and the body and the nervous system, that you understand the difference between stress and burnout, that you can ensure that you are getting your clients to the point of like an absolute point of safety before you start coaching anywhere near strategy and growth and movement, I would not feel safe. I would not feel morally right or ethically right to recommend you right now. Like, full stop. I don't care how good a coach you are. I don't care what coaching credentials you've got, because the world of work has changed so significantly. Clients need more. And if coaching can't provide that for clients, again, I say this, it makes me uncomfortable to think that we've pretty much got an entire profession that is no longer equipped for the world of work as it stands today, right? Honestly, terrifies me. Because I know that more people need coaching. More people are relying on coaching. More people are being referred to coaching. And yet if that coaching is not doing what it needs to do, then we don't need more coaching right now. We need to be pushing more people into therapy. And we need more therapists with more qualifications and more regulation and more support and more understanding of what stress does to the brain and the body and the nervous system and more understanding about what burnout does to the brain and the body and the nervous system. Until I see a fundamental shift in coaches that understand burnout, the only coaches that I am recommending are the ones that have trained with me in the academy and that have kept their learning growing. And those ones are the ones that right now are listed on my website. Outside of that, I would be passing people to therapy. Genuinely would be passing people to therapy. Because we need a different approach. We need a different approach. We need a safer approach. We need a better approach. We need, coaching has to change. That doesn't, there is so many great coaching tools, so many great coaches, so much amazing stuff out there. And right now, a lot of it is not fit for purpose. Coaching as it stands right now, the bulk of coaching as it stands right now, assumes that people have capacity and agency. It assumes that they are calm. It assumes that they are happy. It assumes that they are healthy. It assumes that they are high performing. Burnout pretty much steals all of that. And if you don't know that, if you don't understand the difference, I can't honestly stand in the coaching space right now and say that I would be proud of the coaching space right now. It's great if you're working with high performers. It's great if all of your, you know, all of your clients have capacity and agency and are able to make decisions. And if they're calm and healthy and all of that stuff, continue coaching as is. But when we continue to see stats that say 74% of leaders are at burnout, 74% of 78% or whatever it is of adults are experiencing chronic stress right now, when we say, you know, up to 88% of the HR profession is experiencing burnout right now, if coaches don't understand any of that, coaching's not safe. It's not safe. As I said, I feel really, really uncomfortable saying that. But right now, I would be recommending therapy. Even to people that like, even to people that don't need therapy, because I think therapy right now is a safer place for people to understand what's going on in their brain and their body and their nervous system than a lot of coaching. Coaching is only going to be safe right now for the majority of the workplace, the majority of the workforce, the majority of people employed, running businesses, setting up businesses, starting businesses, leaving businesses, all that. We need burnout informed coaches. Not coaches that think they know burnout. Not coaches that are guessing at burnout. not coaches that are using stress techniques to deal with burnout, but actual burnout informed coaches. And until I see more of that, I myself am not going back into coaching with my own coach. I will be staying in therapy and working on my own goals. I'll be finding a different approach, a different way to move myself forward. And that's a big contradiction, right? That's a huge contradiction. How can I genuinely be training coaches and then saying I don't trust coaching? Right now, I trust the coaches that are training with me. I trust the coaches that are burnout informed. I trust the master burnout coaches. Outside of that right now, as I said, unless I can see proof that you genuinely know what you're talking about, I'm referring therapy all the way. And I'm going to be staying in therapy and not working with my own coach until I start to see more of a difference. Let me know how that lands with you today. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that one. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. I think I'm going to leave today's episode there. I've gone over the allotted slot that I give myself. And today's definitely, I think, more rant than there has been over recent weeks. So I don't know. You're the listener. Let me know. Do you think this one's been a bit more ranty? Let me know. Anyway, new episodes of Frazzled are out every single Tuesday, 7 a.m. So thanks very much for listening. And I will be back with you again next week. Take care for now. Bye-bye.